Well, a God morning to you, and welcome back to the God School. We are living today not unlike many of the accounts found in Scripture, in an age of chaos, in an age that appears that the God of this world seems to be winning the war. And what's the war against? The war is against our ability to continue to trust in God's promises, to continue to be men and women of faith. One of the great faithers in all of God's word is King David. No higher highs or lower lows has any man gone through than David, God's chosen. As Christians, we have the understanding that we also are chosen of God, that affirmation being found in the Ephesian letter, chapter 1, verse 4. I'm not going to go into it today. Go look it up for yourself. That doesn't eliminate chaos, crises, stress from our lives. But David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, can and does give us a roadmap to peace. We'll have victory over there. This world is not our home. We're strangers and foreigners here. We seek a city whose founder and builder is God. But on this journey of faith, we encounter circumstance that seems, that would seem to defy not only God's promise, but his power and his faithfulness to fulfill his word. Want to look at a circumstance that David finds himself in 1 Samuel 22. David has been pursued by Saul, king of Israel, supposedly, but he lost his power, but nonetheless is pursuing David. And we pick up the story in 1 Samuel 22:10. And it says, "And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish, king of Gath." That's the Philistines. "And the servants of Achish said unto him, Is this not David, king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances and saying, Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands? And David laid up these words in his heart and was sore afraid of Achish, king of Gath." David had done a little backsliding and lost faith. But it goes on and it continues and it says, and he changed his behavior before them and feigned himself mad in their hands, and he scrabbled on the door, that is, made marks on the doors of the gate, and let the spittle fall down upon his beard. Then Achish unto the servants, lo, you see this, you see the man is mad? Wherefore have ye brought him to me? Have I need of madmen, that ye have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come unto my house? That was chapter 21. Chapter 22 opens and says, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to meet him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became captain over them. In this circumstance, David wrote a psalm. I'll give a commentary. On this circumstance and that which we were about to go to. It says, when the Philistines took him to Gath, when being chased by Saul's restless malice, he had put himself into the hands and power of the Philistines at Gath, where when he was following meditations, came into his mind, which after his escape, he digested into this order and psalm. David, praying to God, complaineth of his sufferings and magnifieth his word, that is God's word. He's confident of God's fulfilling it and promised to praise him for it. What psalm are we talking about? Please go to David. In this circumstance, wrote several psalms. He wrote Psalm 142. Write this down if you'd like. Psalm 142, Psalm 57, Psalm 56, and Psalm 34. All wonderful, affirming faith words from a man of faith, David, a man after God's own heart. David wrote Psalm 56, and it says, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. It's like a beast devouring its prey, is the literal Hebrew. He fighting daily oppresses me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. O thou most high. David's telling God his problems like God doesn't know, but God knows. He says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. The word is batak. It is to lean with your whole weight upon a staff. Here, David is clinging unto God and his word and his promises. And he says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee, in God. I will praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. I have a little note in my Bible where it says, not even mine own flesh. David did not know Jesus, but he knew God and his promises, and he put his trust in God and not even in his own performance, but in God's faithful performance and God's promises. He goes on, every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts against me for evil. All their thoughts are against me for evil. How many of you have thoughts occur in your mind like this man of faith, David? Every day they wrest my words. They twist them with accusations, with false accusations. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they would wait for my soul. These are evil fleshly beings as well as evil spirits, archos, rulers, exousias, powerful rulers, wicked spirits in heavenly places. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger, cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. I have a note in here that says to look at Psalm 139 for a minute. Let's do that. Another psalm of David. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sittings. 1 Samuel 21 talks about his down sittings. And mine uprisings. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Thou tellest my wandering. Put thou my tears into your bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. We all should have the confidence like David, that man after God's own heart, wherein he declares, "When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, no doubt. For God is for me." I would say to the group listening, for God is for us. In God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. It sounds like, you know, double meaning. It actually says, in Elohim will I praise his word. In Jehovah will I praise his word. That is, in that self-existent one who existed before anything was. He spoke and nothing became everything. In God I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. We must be bold in confronting circumstance that seems to defy God's word, God's promises, God's faithfulness, God's power to fulfill his promises. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me. I have your promises, Father. Oh God, for those promises I will render praises unto you in the midst of his deepest doubts, when he was fleeing Saul, when he was prisoner of the Philistines. It seemed like the whole world and even God had deserted him. But he says, thy promises are upon me, O God. How often in the midst of circumstance, defying God and his faithfulness, have we, do we, should we praise God and his word? For thou hast delivered my soul from death. King James says, wilt thou not deliver my feet from falling? Dr. Scott dissected this verse and makes the declaration. This second part of this verse, wilt thou not deliver my feet from failing? He says, the same word, thou hast delivered, the same tense. David makes the declaration, he has delivered my feet from falling, that I may walk in the light of the Lamb, of the living. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. And we find in the first chapter of the book of Colossians, Paul's declaration saying, "Give thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." That promise of God made manifest, that promise of God that David grabbed hold of, that he might walk in the land, or in the light of the land of the living, fulfilled in this 12th and 13th verse of first chapter of Colossians. Am I trying to encourage you? Well, maybe I am encouraging myself in the Word of God and in the promises of God. We need to continue in the grace of God and in the gift of faith he has given to his chosen ones like David. We need to give the more earnest heed, as it says in the second chapter of Hebrews. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Alternative to that phrase, let them slip, run out as leaking vessels. Picture is snow on a branch as it slowly drips, 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 and then all the clump falls to the ground. This is a daily walk, folks. It's a daily walk of courage. It's a daily walk of confidence in God and his word and his power to save, not by our works, but by his word and the work he worked in and through Jesus Christ. God has said it. We have heard it. Our response is to praise God for his word and continue in courageous grabbing hold of God's promises and making them ours. That's called faith. Without faith, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, it is impossible to please God. But David, in spite of the many trials and tribulations he went through, he said, "When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me." And that's the God School for today. If this message has encouraged you, I want you to let me know by going to thegodschool.com and clicking on the comment section and letting me know. Like God, I like to hear from those who gather at thegodschool.com.